Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company.
Good evening. It's approaching 6 minutes past six. You're listening to Manx Radio. I'm Dave Moore. This is Friday Sport Preview. Coming up, we'll be looking ahead to the sporting fixtures here in the Isle of Man, looking at the rugby, looking at the hockey, and of course, looking at the football. Storm Eunice has battered the Isle of Man today, but fingers crossed, everything will be looking good for a Saturday full of sport tomorrow, including FC Isle of Man and the ECAP FA Cup. And we'll be hearing about hockey and rugby later with Sam Spooner and Dave Christian, respectively. But joining me in the studio for tonight, looking ahead to a packed weekend of or packed Saturday of football, is Tony Meppham. Tony, good evening. And we've got to start with the big game, not at the Bowl this week, the big game away in the Isle of Man, for FC Isle of Man, I should say, sorry, for the game away at Stafford tomorrow, their final away league fixture of the campaign.
Yeah, they've still got a few more games to play after that. But after last week's doubleheader, and it wasn't brilliant, to be fair. Just FC Isle of Man, it didn't quite happen for them. I know they went out with sort of two different squads, but both teams that came over here wanted to compete with FC Isle of Man, and that's what made it difficult for them. And just changing things around, personnel not being available, just made it a little bit harder for them. But they still got 4 points out of six, so that's the main thing, Dave, and they're still in with a shout of getting qualified in the playoffs.
But you could argue that they're in the position to have, they have the luxury of that because of the position they're in. You know, they're looking good for the playoffs. You know, they're in second place at the moment. Okay, they're, I think, 5 points behind the leaders, having played three games more. And I think they've got a couple of games more than the team behind them, New Mills. But they have the luxury of being able to move things around.
Yeah, they do. But it's like anything with Chris Bass, Paul Jones and everyone involved. They've got high standards and they want maximum points. And they just looked at it last weekend where if they got 6 points out of that, that really puts them right in it. But just dropping those 2 points, I think West Didsbury was due to play, I think maybe last night I heard, but I haven't seen any results. But certainly FC Isle of Man, it just it's one of them, isn't it? They'll have looked at it and found out what went wrong, what they learnt from the players. I noticed they didn't train on Tuesday, so give the players a bit of a rest and a bit of pressure coming on them as well, isn't there, Dave? Because they've got cup competitions coming up as well, so it's all to play for. They gave 100%, but it just didn't quite go for them last weekend.
Two clean sheets, though.
It is two clean sheets, and that's always good, and that just shows you where the defence is. But, you know, midfield just didn't quite create enough for me, and also up front, I thought the defences of the opposition were quite strong, and they always sort of dealt with whoever was there in front of them. So it's just one of those that you learn by it. As you rightly say, they're in the driving seat. They've still got a lot of important games coming up, and what a game next Saturday, the game that Manx Radio will be covering against West Didsbury, the top of the league, FC Isle of Man second at the moment. And, you know, we'll just hopefully get a massive crowd down there, cheer the lads on and get the 3 points away from them. And just it just claws those points back that they lost last weekend.
Are the players used to with the games? Let's just say that they weren't playing for FC Isle of Man and they were playing in the Manx League with the league games and cup games. Would they be playing this amount of fixtures?
No, I think in
total... So there's a possibility they could be running out of steam. Maybe they're not used to this level of... When I say this level of competition, this amount of competition in one season.
Yeah, you could probably use that as a reason, but I look at it last week, was there was a lot of personnel who hadn't had many games, Dave. So they came in and, you know, they're looking to try and get their place on the team sheet starting lineup when they play these big games. And it was a good opportunity, I think, for them to just show what they're made of. But yeah, when you look at 38 league games, they had a cup game against Avro. I think they had another one against another team. Then, you know, it's a lot of football. In Manx football, when St Mary's were in the league, you'd play 24 league games. And then you'd be looking at the FA Cup, you might play five. Hospital Cup, you might play five if you get to the final. You've got the Railway Cup, maybe two. So you're still well down on those. But maybe a little bit more pressure on them on this, because this is like a league where they can get promoted. They've got the chance with the playoffs, and that's why the maximum points to come in as much as they can each week is a must. And last week, with 4 points dropping two against teams that They were expected to take the six. Wouldn't have sort of read well to them on the Monday, but mm-hmm. they'll have forgotten that now. They'll move on to the next game tomorrow. Safe journey over, you know, the way the weather is at the moment. And hopefully they'll come back with 3 points tomorrow.
OK, let's move things local then. A massive day tomorrow in the ECAP FA Cup. It's the first round. There are five fixtures to be played. For me, match of the day has got to be the Southern Derby, Rush and Maloo.
Yeah, let's just have a look at tonight, Dave, because we've got a couple of postponements come through. St John's against Douglas Athletic.
That was due to take place this evening, yeah.
But, that's right, 7 o'clock. But St John's pitch isn't fit. They did offer the pitch tomorrow if it was drier and playable, but obviously Douglas Athletic have made other plans, so that couldn't be done. Paul Rose against Braddon in Division 2, that's been postponed due to the condition of Paul Rose's pitch down at Springfield Road. And in the ECAP FA Cup first round, Ramsey against Castletown, well done to both clubs. They've worked at this weekend, and Ramsey's pitch isn't playable, so they've moved it to Castletown, and they'll do a pitch inspection tomorrow, and hopefully it'll be given 100% and the game will be on.
Okay, fingers crossed. So that was Division 2 St John's Douglas Athletic.
Correct.
Division 2 Paul Rose Braddon tomorrow has been postponed, and fingers crossed for a pitch inspection tomorrow in the FA Cup for Castletown versus Ramsey.
Yeah.
As I said, the big game though, match of the day, Rush and Maloo. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think so. I know you're a Southern boy, but...
not really. I've moved there, but yeah, go on.
I think certainly Rush and, when you look at them, top of the Premier League, you've got Maloo, who had a really good result last week, and well done to Steve Collister for getting player of the round in the prelim game. It's a big, big difference when you step up, play against a team like Rush and Maloo know that. And when you're looking at last week, they were 2-0 up within sort of 20 minutes or so and looking really good. Then Onken got two back. Then Onken took the lead 3-2. Then it went 3-3. And then Maloo got that fourth one from Dean Kinley towards the end. So great result for them. They'll go into this confident. There's no doubt about that. There's no lack of confidence in this team. But Rush and... they just want a consistent game of football. It's on, it's off, there's nothing happening, and then suddenly you've got a game like this in the first round. So I'm going to go for Ted Pepper's team to win this. I think Rushen will be too strong, and the boys are looking pretty fit, and they want to go into the next round.
I think it's probably been a long time since Maloo beat Rushen as well. I'd love to be corrected on that, but I think it'd be a long, long time. But this Maloo team, that's their best chance. This is their strongest Maloo team in a long time.
It is, and they've been chipping away now, Dave, for the last 3 years for promotion. Just miss out, and this year could be the same, because, you know, Onken are a good team, and okay, Maloo are going to say, well, we beat them last week. Yeah, you did, but my personal view is Onken were the better of the two teams, so it's just making sure that they can get that consistency going and win games, not draw them, because that's been sort of Maloo's Achilles heel a little bit, is where the games that they're expected to win, they draw and drop points. But the game against Rushen will certainly be an indicator for them to see how strong they are, and if they did get promoted, where they would sort of finish, or where would they be about in that Premier League next year.
The other three first round ties, Ayr versus Jims, Douglas Royal versus Ramsey Youth Centre Old Boys, and four I should say, and we'll talk Castletown Ramsey as well, Union Mills against Peel. You can't see a shock in any of those four fixtures. Where would one be most likely to happen?
Maybe Union Mills Peel. The reason why I say that, Union Mills have already done it this season. I think beat Geordies, beat Corinthians. So they're capable of mixing it with the big boys at the top. But Peel, last time I saw them play, which was against Geordies up at Glencutchie Road, they were good. They've got some really good young players coming through. And I think now they're seeing the sort of hard work paying dividends for them. I think they're linking in well with the more experienced players in there. Stevie Fox's team have pretty well full strength now with Luke Booth back in, so he'll be a big plus for them. But Douglas Royal against Ramsey Youth Centre. Ramsey Youth Centre, bottom of the league, but against the Douglas Royal side, who've got some really good players. And I would expect Scott Hunt to come back into that team tomorrow, and he'll give them a massive lift the way he reads things in midfield.
And Ayr United against Jims, you're talking Premier League against Division 2 there, and you're talking top of the Premier League pretty much, United, you wouldn't expect that to be a shock. And Castletown Ramsey, now Ramsey I think third in the league at the moment as well.
Yep.
Castletown Division 2.
Yep.
But on Castletown's ground,
on Castletown's ground, but I'm looking at, I think the big problem for Castletown, they haven't played Dave for 11 weeks.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a big problem. They've hardly trained, so there's going to be some heavy legs there. I think the pitch will be fine. There'll be no problem there. But Ramsey are playing with a lot of confidence. But going back to that Aaron Jims game, you only see one winner in this one. Mm-hmm. It's always hard to say that. I know it's a cup game, but I just think Aaron are too many steps above Jims in the way they play football. And
I think they've won every game bar one, I think, haven't they, at United this season?
Yeah, they've drawn a couple, I think.
Yeah.
But I just feel that, you know, the players that are there want this league, and I think it's between two teams now. Mm-hmm. I think it's between Russian. And when you look down after that, you've got St George's, who dropped points recently against Corinthians, and you've got Corinthians themselves, who are in good form at the moment, but I just think they're a little bit too far behind.
All the ties kicking off at 2:15, which allows for extra time.
And penalties.
Yep. So the games will be decided. Okay, we'll have to move on to the Canada Life Men's Premier League. Just one fixture, that's at 2:30 kickoff tomorrow. Corinthians and St George's meet again.
They do. They met last week and Corinthians won 3-0. But this one, I just wonder if St George's might have a few players back, you know, because FC Alamann last week picked two squads. I'm sure there's players that will probably come into that St George's setup. But, you know, Corinthians, you know, good result against Russian. Good result against Geordies, good result against St John's. So they're going into this confidence. So that's why I'm going to go for Corinthians, but I think it'll be a lot tighter than last week.
And Division 2, just the one fixture now after the postponement between Paul Rose and Braddon. Foxdale at home to Douglaston District. And you'd expect, as long as the game goes ahead, that Foxdale will win that one.
They should do, but it'll be...
Carry on.
Yeah, there'll be a mucky pitch, I would think, because Foxdale, that bit of rain that came in Wednesday night, I think it was Thursday as well. Depends what comes in tonight, Dave, but I think Foxdale will just have enough to beat Douglaston District.
Briefly on to Combi 1, Canada Life Combination 1, Peel against Ramsey Youth Centre, Old Boys against Russian and Moran against Ramsey. Some really good looking fixtures there.
Yeah, let's go for the Old Boys and Russian, and that one's been postponed, Dave.
All right, okay.
So there's another one for you. Old Boys pitch cut up badly last week. So the top two will have to sit it out. We'll rearrange that another time. Peel against Ramsey Youth Centre and Old Boys Peel. That pitch will be inspected tomorrow because a wall by the side of the stand, it's nothing to do with the stand, the structure of it, collapsed in the wind today. So they're going to try and clear that tonight or tomorrow and hopefully it'll be okay. But Peel against Ramsey Youth Centre, you'd expect Peel to win that one. And Moran against Ramsey, this is going to be a really close game, but I'm just going to edge it towards Ramsey to win. I just think the amount of football that they've played compared to Moran will be the edge, and that'll be the fitness on the pitch.
Okay, we've only got about 30 seconds on Combi 2. Anything standing out there?
No, not really. I think sort of Onk and Blue, Combi 2, I think Onk are looking really strong in there. But St John's playing away against Douglas Athletic, they should win that. That'll remain them in top position, and everyone else, I think, will just have a good battle and see who can take the points away from the opposition.
Excellent. Fingers crossed that things dry out with the pitches, etc. for tomorrow, and we get football, and we'll just see you tomorrow at 5:00.
You will.
Thanks, Tony.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company. Find your dream car by visiting rexmotorcompany.in today, or find us on Facebook.
Rugby, and after a recent spell on the road, Douglas are back on the island this weekend and, subject to the weather holding, looking to keep up their recent uplift in form at Portishee this weekend. Meanwhile, it looks like it could be a daunting day at the office, this time out for Vagabonds Ladies on the road in the Women's NC1 Northwest, and an entertaining match is expected in the Manx Cup domestically. So let's catch up with Dave Christian to find out what's in store this weekend.
Well, after a couple of weeks on the road, Douglas are back on Ellen Vannon this weekend, and they're taking on Altrincham Kersall at Portishee, subject to the aftermath of Storm Eunice, whenever that gets clear. And the game's scheduled for an early kickoff to allow for Altrincham Kersall's travel arrangements. The away leg was a great result, I thought, for Douglas on the road. They pulled off a 31-31 draw. However, things have started to improve a little bit for the Manx side since then. They've crept up the table a place. They've got the opportunity to go a little bit further. They've got a couple of games in hand as well. And when you look at the league table and analyse the numbers that sit behind it, Altrincham Kersall are above Douglas, but actually have a worse playing record. They've got 2 wins and 2 draws from 18 matches. Douglas have got 3 wins and 2 draws from 15 matches. But the big difference from Altrincham Kersall is bonus points. In rugby union, you get a bonus point if you score 4 tries or more in a match, and also if you lose and finish within 7 of the opposition, you also get a bonus point. So 4 points for a win, and there's an opportunity to pick up bonus points in that. And Altrincham Kersall have got a massive 18 bonus points. They've got more bonus points than anybody else in the league. They've got 9 try bonus points and 9 losing bonus points, and Douglas have just 3. So there's a little bit of a difference there. Altrincham Kersall, very good going forward, averaging almost 25 points a game, but the defence is a bit of a colander, and they've been leaking tries at the back as well. Home advantage in a big crowd, Douglas will be looking for 5 points from the game, again, subject to the weather. But, and there's a big but here, the squad might not be at full strength. There's always background management undercurrent in rugby union about weddings and ski holidays. They're 2 things that can seriously affect your season. Douglas have a forthcoming wedding. It's Paul Levers, the second row back row. I'll give him a bit of charity there. Paul's got a stag trip on this weekend. He's pulled away a few players that are going on that trip, and that means Douglas are a little bit stretched, which is why they don't play the Douglas Celts against Southern Nomads game that was scheduled for this weekend. That's been pushed back to the 26th of March. So Douglas, we're not sure who's going on the trip and who isn't. But with home advantage, you've got to fancy their chances against Altrincham Kersall, especially when they pulled off the draw away. So I'm going to back Douglas. That game, if you're going down to watch, kicks off at 1 o'clock. Remember, 1 o'clock kickoff down there at Portishead, and that's just to fit in with Altrincham Kersall's travel arrangements. Talking of travel arrangements, Vagabonds Ladies are also in action this weekend in Women's NC1 Northwest. Unfortunately for Vagabonds, it's not looking like it's going to be a good afternoon for them, on paper at least. They're travelling to unbeaten league leaders Preston Grasshoppers, and Vaggers in their last outing were outplayed by Broughton Park up there at Bala Fletcher in a game we covered for Saturday Live. And subsequent to that match, Broughton Park went to Preston a week later and were trounced 50 points to 10. This, therefore, on paper is going to be a difficult trip. Vaggers are missing skipper Lauren Ellison with a long-term injury. She's probably out for the rest of the season, but glimmers of hope in her absence. Well, youngster Maisie Murray came in at hooker against Broughton Park. She carried the ball well in broken play, and crucially for Vagabonds, their set scrum looked pretty handy too. Sophie Henry was in cracking form in the back row. She was unstoppable at times, and at times even outpaced her support players, and she found herself making ground downfield but being isolated at the breakdown. They're going to need all that more though this weekend. Grasshoppers side, it appears unstoppable in this league, and occasionally you get teams like that. Nobody else can actually get near them home or away, and that looks like it's going to be Hoppers' season this year. But fingers crossed for Vagabonds. If they can come back from Preston with anything, it'll be a little Brucey bonus for them. Domestically, we've got the Ravenscroft Manx Cup. There should have been 2 games, Douglas Celts, Southern Nomads, but that one's postponed. But we've just got the 1 game left, and it looks like it's going to be a belter. Sure, Vagabonds are hosting Ramsey at Bala Fletcher, 2:15 kickoff. Intense rivalry between the two clubs, but so far this season it's been Ramsey all the way. They've had 2 big wins against Vagabonds in the Manx Trophy, but Vagabonds have been quietly going about their business since the Cup started, and it's possible momentum may have swung away from Ramsey. Ramsey have got quite a big injury list. Tom Moffat, Josh Cateen, Callum Clegg, Connor Casey and Eddie Lord all nursing knocks of one shape or another. Connor Cracknell off Ireland, Josh Abley's gone back to Liverpool, so it looks like Ramsey could be stretched a little this weekend. Jared may get the nod from the second team to help with the second row. Back row cover's going to depend on availability. Vaggers lost against Southern Nomads in their last outing in the Cup, but they have been putting some youngsters in. Cole Donnelly, Callum Murray have been looking through to looking like they're going to be coming through the ranks for the next few years and are looking quite impressive. Nathan Gibson is opening doors for them off the back of the scrum, and they're going to miss probably Cam Finley this weekend. He had an arm in plaster last week, so it's unlikely he's going to be playing, although I haven't got any team news just yet. And it's going to mean Vaggers are going to have to reshuffle their back line. At the moment, though, the form book suggests it's going to be a Ramsey win, but it'll be a good test for the Vagabonds youngsters just to see whether they've got what it takes to play in the big senior league.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company. Find your dream car by visiting rexmotorcompany.in today, or find us on Facebook.
Let's turn our attention to hockey, and it's another interlude from the business end of the league season this weekend. Two of the plate competitions will be taking place this time around, and Rob Pritchard caught up with Manx Radio's hockey expert Sam Spooner this week to take a look at what's in store.
So looking ahead to the hockey this weekend, a slight deviation from the league games we've been so used to seeing over the weeks. It's back to the cup competitions, and we have the Manx Hockey Ladies Plate and the Manx Hockey Men's Plate. So let's start with the Ladies Plate here, and we have four fixtures. The first off is the 11 o'clock start, Valkyries C versus Ramsey B.
Yeah, all fixtures in the ladies' plate this week are at the NSC. 11 o'clock, Valkyries C, Ramsey B. I think this one's going to be quite a close one. You've got Ramsey B who are in Division 2, Valkyries C who are struggling at the bottom of Division 1. So I think this one's going to be quite a close game, but I think Valkyries C's high-level experience will tell in this one. So Valkyries C for the win.
And then moving on to half 12 in the ladies' plate, it's Harlequins and they play Backers C.
Harlequins are my favourites for the title, and they are league leaders in Division 1 playing against Backers C, who are fighting it out for Division 1 at the minute. For me, it's got to go to Harlequins. They are an incredible side, and although they have lost a game this season, I just think they're going to be too good for anybody in this league, in this competition.
Two games after that, the first of those at 2 o'clock, and that's Castletown B versus Vikings B.
Yeah, it should be a real close game in prospect here. Both sides have beaten each other this year by very tight scorelines, I think 1-0 both games. Vikings B, I think, on the balance of form, are going to come away with a loss in this one. Castletown B for the win for me. Difficult one to decide, though.
And the last game in the ladies' plate this weekend is at 3 o'clock, and that's Backers B taking on Castletown C.
Yeah, Backers B haven't been on the form that they've been in the past few seasons. But that being said, they are in Division 1. Castletown C, they are in Division 2. For me, it just depends on player availability for both sides, really. But Backers B should have the strength and depth.
Well, as you mentioned, all the ladies' plate games taking place at the NSC. We move on to the Manx Hockey Men's Plate. All those games are going to be at QE2 in Peel. First of those at 11 o'clock is Viking C versus Ramsey B.
Yeah, and again, Vikings C, sort of struggling in that Division 1. They are pretty much safe from relegation. I think another point, maybe two, should pretty much guarantee that. Ramsey B, they are fighting for the title in that Division 2. But for me, I think Vikings C's, again, it depends what players are available during a school half term. How many players are away? You know, is there many people going away skiing, etc.? But for me, that higher level experience of Vikings C should be telling.
And then at half 12, Harlequins B take on Backers B.
Yeah, and you've got to say Backers B, league leaders in Division 1 at the minute, and they are outright favourites to this one. That being said, Harlequins are flying away with the Division 2 title at the minute. I don't think it'll be a close game, but it'll certainly be a good test where Harlequins B are for next season.
Then moving on, 2 o'clock, Valkyries C against Castletown A.
Yeah, Castletown A, I think, should win this one fairly easily. Valkyries C, mid-table in Division 2. They're doing all right, but Castletown A, they're the only A team, apart from Harlequins, in Division 1 or Division 2, and they are fighting for the title and in Division 1, and I just think Castletown A will be far too strong for Valkyries C.
And then rounding things off in the Manx Hockey Men's Plate this weekend, coming at 3 o'clock, Harlequins A versus Backers C.
Yeah, I think the young kids of Harlequins A are going to enjoy it this weekend. I think they're going to run riot against Backers C. I just think Backers C, they are mid-table in Division 2, so mid to bottom of the table, and Harlequins A, they are an incredible young side. It's just the final touches being made to that side to make them competitive in Division 1, but they should be far too strong for Backers C.
And just one final question for you. If you had to pick out one game or several, which of the ones do you think to keep an eye on across the ladies' plate and men's plate this weekend?
I'll be honest, I think the Manx Hockey ladies' plate, Valkyries C, Ramsey B, that should be an entertaining game. You've got the determination of Valkyries C, and Ramsey B are quite a skillful side, in all honesty, and I just think that one will be quite a close game. Also, I think Vikings C, Ramsey B and the Manx Hockey men's plate will be a fairly close game. I just think much depends on that. Both teams have probably half their squads filled with young players who might be away during a school half term, or maybe doing something else during a half term. So it just depends on what sort of teams they have available. And then probably the other one, I think the Division 1 league leaders versus the Division 2 league leaders, Backers B versus Harlequins B and the men's hockey plate as well, should be quite an entertaining game.
And that wraps up Friday Sport Preview for this week. Join me again tomorrow at 5 o'clock on Manx Radio AM for Saturday Sport Classified. Next, though, is Mike Reynolds.